Hey guys, this is Dan.
And this is Rish.
And welcome to Z-Talk, the Zelda Dungeon Podcast.
So guys, this is podcast number 7 we're up to now.
Lucky number 7.
Lucky number 7. Hopefully lucky. We'll see how it goes though.
Yeah, we got lots lined up for you today. Bit of the usual, bit of some new. So let's get right into it.
So guys, for our first submission today, we've got a submission from M the Great on Kapora Gabora.
Hi guys, and all Z-Talk listeners. Today, it's M the Great, and I'm here to talk to you about Gabora Gabora, or however you decide to pronounce it. Now, Gabora Gabora is the crazy owl that talks to you throughout the two games, Ocarina of Time and Majora's Mask. Now, he's an owl that tends to give you advice, but most of the time he talks like an idiot. But what I'm here to talk about today is how this fits in the timeline of the Legend of Zelda series. Now, I'm not a big timeline person, but if you look at the games, now go to Majora's Mask, and after you meet him, he just starts, he talks about how he's worried for Termina, and he begins to talk to you, and after you play the Song of Soaring or something, he tells you that he and you will be eternal friends, and now this was, it was almost a surprise to me, because for all this time, I thought that Majora's Mask would be in front of Ocarina of Time. But if you look at Ocarina of Time, he talks to you as if he was your friend. And but when you look at the rest of the game, when you go to Majora's Mask and you face Skull Kid for the first time on the third night, you go to the top of the tower and you hit him with your bubble blast or bubble gun, whatever it is, when you're in Deku form, and it hits him, and you knock the ocarina out of his hands, the Ocarina of Time. Now, when you grab it, you go into a flashback where you see Zelda. Now, when you look at that, that suggests that that Majora's Mask is actually after Ocarina of Time. Now, what I'm thinking is that after I heard this, I went straight to Zelda Dungeon, but I couldn't find any forums. Purely at the time, there were no forums. But when I came back, I just thought for a second. I sat down, and I thought that, well, that proves that Ocarina of Time was in front of Majora's Mask, because Link didn't know Zelda before Ocarina of Time. He just met her, so how would he know her before? Maybe it was a glance into the future, I don't know. And if possibly any of you could give me an answer of if Nintendo was intending to put this somewhere in the timeline, but or if it was just game reasoning, and he needed a reason to get these things like the Eye of Truth and the Song of Soaring. Now, thanks guys, and please come back to me. I'm on Zelda Dungeon, big member, and I hope that you guys could tell me something. Thanks, and the Great out.
Thank you, M the Great.
You know what, Dan? I gotta say one thing.
What?
You know what? I've always gotta say one thing, and this is my one thing. I hate that owl.
I know you hate that owl.
I hate that owl so much, because then, after he's done his stupid little story, they try to trick you on whether you're saying yes or no. So
yes,
if you're just tapping
yes,
A,
it's okay. It's
you have to listen to it all over
it's
again.
It's okay. Okay, guys, I'm going to try to calm Rish down, but right now we're going to go to Axel the Beast, who wants to share his opinion with us on Zelda remakes.
Hey, Well, hey there, guys. I'm Axel the Beast. This time, for this podcast, I'm not going to be talking, you know, doing my beastly oddities thing and, you know, going over odd little things I've noticed about the Zelda series. Rather, I have a very specific topic I want to talk about this time, and it's about the remakes in the Zelda series. Now, obviously, this is going to get kind of specific, and I'm going to discuss Ocarina of Time 3DS. At the same time, I also want to get into some more remake stuff with the Zelda series, because frankly, since Ocarina of Time 3DS was announced, we've been sort of thinking about remakes in general, but because Majora's Mask shared the same graphics as Ocarina of Time, and they're generally considered brother, like, sister games or whatever, brother-sister games, whatever, who cares which terms you use, and because of that, I think a lot of people talk about making a remake for Majora's Mask on the 3DS as well. And, frankly, even before that, people were talking about, you know, making remakes of the older or 2D games on, you know, the new consoles with perhaps, like, Twilight Princess graphics or whatnot. I think that was based on some supposed statement by, Miyamoto or Onuma or something saying they were interested in doing such a thing, but I don't know, like, how much there is to that, really. I'm not sure. But, you know, if you've watched enough of my videos, you've probably gotten the idea that I'm not too keen on the idea of remakes in the Zelda series. I don't think there's a lot of point to it, and I'll get into that, but first I want to say to begin with that I do think Ocarina of Time 3DS looks very cool. I'm definitely going to buy it, I mean, at some point, probably not right away. Skyward Sword's a bigger priority for me. I think it's got very good graphics, it looks beautiful, and it looks just like a sweet game in general. Ocarina of Time was an awesome game, so why wouldn't a remake be an awesome game? That'd be like the like counterproductive. Why would you make a remake that was worse than the original game? Now, my opinion of Ocarina of Time 3DS is why I don't really care for it is mainly based on the fact that I think Nintendo's time would be better spent either just... I think their time would be better spent if they just made something new. If they really felt like doing something that was like Ocarina of Time, they could make a nostalgic game that had very, very similar features and still do a new thing with it. I think their time is better spent on that than remaking a game. Now, I'm not discussing re-releases. There's a difference between a remake and a re-release. Re-releasing a game is simply taking the game, possibly tweaking it so it actually works on new hardware, of course, and, you know, like, just putting it out on a new console. I wouldn't, you know, in a way, Ocarina of Time 3DS almost is that, but I think it's kind of like just past that where it actually became a full remake, because it doesn't look like they've really changed much about it other than the graphics, but it's a complete graphical overhaul, so I definitely think that qualifies it under the remake status. So just to clarify once again, I don't have anything against re-releases. They're fine. In fact, if you can make more money off a game by re-releasing it, why wouldn't you? I mean, that's just logic, and it only helps the series, really, and it introduces older games to newer audiences. But it's more about the remakes that I think that if you can just re-release the same game, why would you remake it? Now, there are legitimate reasons for remakes, followed by, you know, actual good remakes or games that would be good remade. I just don't think Ocarina of Time is one of them, primary reason being that it was such a good game. What is there that you need to change about it? See, I think that remakes should be made for a reason, otherwise I think that it's really just better to spend that time making something new, you know, doing something new. Didn't need to say that twice, but there you go. For example, I think generally it's when the original game needed an improvement of some kind, or could use an improvement, or could benefit from the improvement. For example, what if something was missing from the game that was actually intended, like an intended feature or content that they intended to put in, but they never got around to it, either because, I don't know, they forgot, I don't know if that's even a possibility, or, you know, they just, they didn't have time, or it didn't work out. A good example of something in Ocarina of Time that would fit this is actually the wind and ice temples, because I believe, from what I understand, the forest temple was originally going to be a wind temple, and the ice cavern was actually originally going to be a full ice temple. I'm not sure how much this is all theory and how much this is confirmed, but there was something to this. A good example, I think that counts more as something that they actually, took out of the draft, though. I think that that's something they actually took out before they, like, were deciding they were going to do it. It was one original idea they had, but they took it out, not because they didn't have time to put it in or some kind of, you know, drawback like that, but I think it was more they just decided it was better not to have them. A good example of a case where it would have been a good idea is like the game Final Fantasy VII, in which they actually had entire systems and, like, you know, just stuff you could do with the game, stuff you could do with equipping your characters and whatnot, that they never put into the final game. And, of course, a remake would be a good idea in that case because, you know, you could add all that stuff. So Ocarina of Time kind of has that, but it kind of doesn't at the same time. It seems like a bit of a small point. Another thing is if the original game was actually flawed to the point where there's things you could fix to just, you know, make the experience better than the original was. I think a good example of this would be the remake of the first Resident Evil game, which came out on the GameCube. The first Resident Evil came out on the PlayStation, but the remake came out on the GameCube. Now, the thing about the original is that it was a good game, and it was a great horror game, you know, one of the best survival horror games of all time by a lot of people's standards, but the thing is it had horrible voice acting. So horrible it was actually hilarious, which is somewhat counterproductive to the scary atmosphere of the game. You don't want a scary game to make you laugh. So obviously this was kind of a flaw, even though it was somewhat near and dear to the fans. And so when they made a remake, in addition to improving graphics and other things and adding some more content, which is probably a good idea if you're going to be doing a remake anyway, why not make it a little more, you know? They fixed the voice acting. I think that was one of the key reasons why a remake was a good idea, though there probably was other reasons. And now Ocarina of Time did have something a little like this, although it was a pretty freaking close to perfect game, in that the equipment switching annoyed a lot of people. It didn't really bother me that much, but in the Water Temple, a lot of people had a lot of things to complain about with the switching the iron boots and whatnot. So that's one thing they could fix, but I'd say that's even smaller than the Wind and Ice Temples. And the last thing is probably if there's something you could do about the game within the new technology that's come out since then that would really improve the game and just make it better. That's another possible reason you could do a remake. The only thing is that, I don't know. I think that with that is a little relevant to Ocarina of Time 3DS as well, in that, of course, we're doing the 3D graphics, but that's really just a graphical overhaul. Now, that was a good idea for some... I mean, that's something that they've done with remakes for other games, but I don't feel like that's alone a good reason to remake in it itself. I know that a lot of people disagree, because, like, just recently, Beyond Good and Evil was released, or soon is going to be released in HD, and that's, so a lot of people are excited about that. They've done this with a lot of other games. The 3D thing is really the exact same thing. You're just releasing an older game in a much fancier-looking format, and a lot of people get into this. I myself do not, because I think the graphics are a very small part of what makes the game. I think that time spent reinventing the graphics when the game itself remains the same, which does seem to be the case with Ocarina of Time 3DS, is somewhat of a waste of time. One could if we're just talking about we wanted to have a handheld Ocarina of Time, they could just release it as a handheld Ocarina of Time. They could even apply the 3D effect to the existing graphics with a little more work than just re-releasing it, but a little less work than completely redoing the graphics. But instead, they're like totally redoing everything, and you know, it's cool. I definitely will get the game, as I said, but it seems like something where they could spend that time making a new game or doing something, you know, something new. And I think that's really what they should be doing at this point. I don't think that they should be making, you know, these remakes. I guess I can't complain too much because, ultimately, I'm going to get the game, I'm going to enjoy it. We're still getting Skyward Sword along with it, but I just can't help but think I'd prefer if we were getting Skyward Sword and another game that was completely brand new, or at least somewhat new, with perhaps recycled elements. I mean, why not just do the same thing that Ocarina of Time 3DS is, that beautiful-looking game on that handheld system with the 3D graphics and all the nice graphics and colors, but it's a new thing. Wouldn't that be better than just Ocarina of Time again? Now, granted, we don't know everything there is to know about Ocarina of Time 3DS. Supposedly, we're going to learn a lot about it soon, I think they said. But I will change my mind somewhat if they add in new features, which they haven't confirmed yet, because, again, so far it seems like exactly the same game. If they confirm that they're going to add new content, like if they are going to add the wind and ice temples or whatnot, or just add new features, new stuff to see, you know, just stuff like that, they could lengthen the experience. That is something I would actually look forward to a little more, because it's more content, more stuff to do, and a general enhancement, I guess, of the original Ocarina of Time formula. However, that still brings us back to the fact that Ocarina of Time was not an inherently flawed game. In fact, it was quite near perfect. It was a very amazing game that does not need to be changed, really. It doesn't. So, it still comes... Even though it would be cooler if they added stuff, it still comes down to the fact that Ocarina of Time wasn't broke. There's no need to fix it. So, it's still a little bit kind of pointless in my opinion, but at least it would be better that way. Majora's Mask is a little worse for me, because while some people thought Majora's Mask had a lot of problems, I actually thought Majora's Mask was somewhat more polished, refined, more perfect than Ocarina of Time itself was, and Ocarina of Time itself was a freaking amazing game. As for the older Zelda games, the ones that weren't even, you know, I don't think there's a reason you need to take a Link to the Past and put it in 3D, with new graphics even. I don't think there's any reason to put it into a new game at all. That was a very good game on its own. It doesn't need to be changed into a different perspective, or a different gameplay perspective, you know? It was fine as it was, and it's even worse than Ocarina of Time, because... It was in a completely different age, a different era. I feel that's not even relevant to remake at this point. I don't know. I guess I kind of just would rather Nintendo spend the time making cool new things rather than cool old things. Or cool new looks for old things. I don't know. Maybe I'm being picky. Maybe I'm being a hypocrite, even, considering that I'm actually going to buy the game when it comes out. But I just think it's something that is good. I just think it's something that they could have done something a little better with, which might be, again, really particular and really picky, but I don't know. Definitely tell me what you guys think. I know that a lot of people are positive about the game, but especially if you think there might be there's some truth to what I say, or so you agree somewhat, even if you still want to get the game, I'm interested in hearing from you, and be sure to post in the comments. I guess that's all I gotta say. I'm Axel Beast. Back to Din and Rish.
Thank you, Mr. Beast.
You know what, then? I gotta say, I think a remake of Majora's Mask on the 3DS would be awesome.
Yeah, I think so, too. I think what Axel was saying about having the 2D games redone would be pretty sweet.
I don't know about that. Like, yeah, with the original story and remake them with, say, Twilight Princess graphics would be kind of cool. But at the same time, I like them in the original 2D. Now, upgrading something from a pixelated mess, a la Link Has No Fingers, versus
on the 3DS,
but they're going to be less misshapen fingers, at least.
I guess.
And on the 3DS, it's more about going from a console to going to portability, I think, that is going from pixelated graphics to slightly better graphics. It's
okay.
The portability thing that's really bringing me headlong into this.
Okay. Welcome back to Din and Rish's Mailbag. So, what do we have this time, Rish?
Well, we've got a question here from M the Great again.
Oh, okay.
And his question is if we knew if there was a Legend of Zelda movie coming. Now, we've all probably seen that April Fool's joke that was out on YouTube that broke some hearts.
It broke my heart.
I was pretty sad that it wasn't going to happen.
No, it was an April Fool's joke, if this is what you're referring to, I'm not sure. But there's lots of fan-made trailers and supposed movies coming out, but no, nothing is true or definite.
Nothing's official yet. And I'm not sure if I want a Zelda movie to come out.
You know, we've talked about this before on the podcast, but I don't think Zelda movie's a really good idea, because I think you're going to disappoint people, but... if one came out, I would definitely go see it.
For sure.
So next, we have a question from Ben, who wanted to ask a couple questions about Skyward Sword. Surprise. Do you think there will be new items or old items?
I think there's going to be both.
Well,
and it's already been shown.
We've already seen both, for sure. I'm excited. I think we'll probably see more items than what we've been shown.
I really hope so, otherwise they're really going for the Link has no money kind of thing, and he's not allowed to have any items anymore.
No, I think we'll see lots more. And Ben has another question, and he says, do you think Skyward Sword will be a chain of a game like Ocarina of Time and Majora's Mask, or do you think it will start a new chain? Well, this is getting into timeline theories.
Which is not my strong suit, that's for sure.
Certainly not mine. I mean, I definitely try to deal with timeline, but I know some people that are much better at it than me. I think that Skyward Sword will probably add to the current chain. I think it's going to be a precursor. Well, we know it's a prequel. So I think they will try to tie in some things, like, especially if we're going to see the origin of the Master Sword, then obviously we're going to continue into the already existing timelines.
True enough. When people talk about chains of games and things like that, I find it really hard to definitely point out what's part of a chain and what's not, so I just prefer to avoid the conversation, to be completely honest. Our next question is from Purple Link.
Recurring.
Recurring questions are always good. He's actually got two questions for us. The first one is, he says, now I know you guys have sort of covered this, but why do people find the water temples so hard?
I think the answer to that is really quite easy, because suddenly you're working within a three-dimensional space rather than a two-dimensional space, and the properties of water can be used in so many ways. Ocarina of Time's water temples are a really good example of using three-dimensional space. You're able to go to places you wouldn't be able to reach if
the water level wasn't at a set point.
Right. And Twilight Princess's water temple is another really good example of using water, because there was the whole thing with the water wheels and letting it go down the ramps, and then being able to access new parts of the temple. So the other temples don't have elements like that that can be manipulated in that kind of way. So I think that's why. Do you have a different answer?
I just don't like water temples, so I mean, I can't really truly say. Now that I've done the Ocarina of Time water temple quite a few times, I'm pretty comfortable with it now.
Yeah.
I think you just have to play it over and over again to just get it in your brain.
Yeah.
The second question that Purple Link had was, why do people call Majora's Mask so dark?
Well, I think that's simply because of the idea of apocalypse. And, I mean, we see this in all kinds of fiction, not just video games, but, sorry, I got derailed there for a minute. But I think the biggest factor is you see all these people, and you get to interact with all these people, and you see the progression of each person over the course of the 3 days, and that it's becoming more and more apparent that everyone is going to die if you don't save the world. They think they're going to die because they don't know Link is running around trying to save Termina. So, personally, I think that's pretty dark.
You think the stakes are quite a bit higher?
Yeah. Oh, for sure. I think they're higher. I mean, when I started talking to people in Majora's Mask, I was like, I have to save the world. Our next question comes from Owen, and he wants to ask a question about Rish and I. He says, how did you and Rish meet? Well, I've actually started posting this kind of as a blog on my profile page on the Zelda Dungeon forums, so it's definitely not complete. Sorry about that. But, short answer,
we met at school.
Yeah. And friends ever since.
Video games brought us together.
Which is kind of ironic if you think about it.
It's not ironic at all. Mm. I think it's awesome.
We became friends playing Resident Evil. Our next question comes from M the Great. And he...
Again.
Oh, wow, again. Wow. We have lots of people recurring. That's awesome. Great to hear from you guys. He wants to know if we read off a script.
We don't have a solid script. What we do have is we have the topics we're planning on touching on.
Some major points within the topics, if there's something specific we want to mention.
But then we just kind of toss it back and forth until we have something that's good.
Yeah, which occurs sometimes easily and sometimes not so easily.
Once in a while it works.
Yeah, for sure.
We got time for one more question, right?
Yeah, I think so.
So we've got a question from Link. Oh, look at that.
Okay,
straight from Link.
There you go.
And he asks if we think that the origins of the great Dooku, however you want to put it, tree, will be explained in Skyward Sword.
What do you think?
I don't even think we're going to know anything about it in Skyward Sword. No. At most, we're going to end up finding is maybe the sprout, but we don't know how old the tree is.
We know he's old.
We know he's old, but...
I mean...
It's a tree.
He's a giant tree, so he's got to be pretty old. He could be old enough to be in Skyward Sword, but I don't think he'll be, like, a main character. But, I mean, hey, I've been wrong before, and obviously none of this is set in stone, but...
I think he's going to be, like, the old man on the porch, you know, get off my lawn as you're running past him.
Oh, jeez.
All right, well, thank you guys for all your questions. We still do have more of them, so stay tuned to next month's podcast.
And we are always looking for more. If you have a question you'd like to ask Rish and I, it can be about Zelda or it can be about the two of us. You should send it to the email description below. You know the email by now, I think, but it's dinandrish@gmail.com.
Also, guys, Din and I have been talking, and we thought we'd give something else a try. We want you guys to send in your questions
via voice so that you can actually be on the podcast. So, it'd be just like submitting a section to ZTalk. If you recorded your voice, and just say your name and your question, and you can send it to the email or you can send it to me on Skype. All that information is in the description, and we'll put your question in your voice on
the podcast.
On the mailbag.
So, for example, if I were sending a question in, I'd be like, hey guys, Rishian here. My question is... whatever.
What's your favorite Zelda game?
My favorite Zelda game is all Zelda games. Anyways, so that would be the example. Just keep it short, sweet, and to the point.
So hope to hear from you soon, and we'll move on to our next section.
Alright guys, so we have a submission here from Cannibal Pie-chan. She's actually gotten one of her friends who does not play Zelda to have a discussion with her about Zelda.
Wow, this should be interesting.
I think it's going to be pretty interesting, and we'll get to see what non-Zelda players think of us Zelda players.
Hey there, guys. I'm Cannibal Pie-chan.
And I'm Lauren.
And we're here to talk about just how terrible we serious Zelda fans are with a person who has never played Zelda. Ever.
Yeah.
And
I've never played Zelda.
Ever.
Ever. In my life.
Okay, so the first thing we're going to talk about is the Zelda timeline theory.
What's that?
See, the Zelda timeline theory is pretty much every single game runs along a timeline, and they have this idea that once Ocarina of Time hits, the timeline splits into two and forms two separate timelines.
Ocarina of Time?
Yeah, like, it's like the main game.
Like the little flute thing? Ocarina?
It's not a flute.
I thought it was.
It's not a flute.
But, wait, do you play it and then the ocarina will cause the dimensions to split?
Yeah. No, it's the whole idea that the Temple of Time. It's a temple where you draw a sword and then go and then to sleep for 7 years.
And then are you the god of time?
No.
Darn.
You're just Link.
Oh. That's kind of cool still.
Yeah.
He looks like Legolas. That's all I know about.
Yeah, so this timeline theory, you've got like a whole bunch of games at the top and a whole bunch of games at the bottom because they both split off. One's from your childhood and the other's from your adulthood, which is apparently 17 in Japan.
But how can time have a bottom and a top?
Okay. I'm confusing you.
Yes. Yes, you are.
Alright, so, well, you see, because in Ocarina of Time, Link went between...
Wait, is Ocarina of Time a game?
Yes.
Okay.
What else would it be?
An ocarina?
Okay, so you pretty much went between the past and the future to save both of them.
Both of who?
The past and the future.
Oh! Okay. Got it.
And you use the Ocarina of Time to do things like change the time of day, which was actually quite strange. Especially if you changed it in the morning, you would see the sun like go through the entire cycle in like 3 seconds.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I wish you could do that in real life.
That would be cool.
Yes.
Then we could skip school.
That would be great. Anyway.
So do you understand a little now?
Zelda is a game.
Very good, Lauren!
And, there's an ocarina involved. And there's the past and the future. And
okay, so, the future is where you banish Ganondorf, and that timeline sends you off on one track where you fight Ganon again and again, and you go on the adventure of Link and all of that stuff. And then the other one, you are a child, so you go on your own adventures looking for your friend Navi, and that's where Majora's Mask takes place, where you go to a separate world via a Windows 2000 screensaver.
The Navi was the name of the blue people on Avatar! Anyway, that's cool. You know, best and future. Who's Ganondorf?
Oh, so Ganondorf is the main villain. He is the single male Gerudo. You know, it actually kind of...
What's a Gerudo?
Gerudo? It's like a race of people. It's like African-American or something.
Okay.
That sounded bad.
Anyway.
Ganondorf. So the Gerudo people have one guy... born every 100 years, which kind of...
Do they live forever?
I don't know. I don't know how that works. I don't even...
I don't know. They're just like... Yeah.
So, and that one guy is supposed to be their ruler, you know?
Oh.
So, Ganondorf was born, but they were like, no, we don't want him to be our ruler. Well, actually, only one of them was like that.
Oh.
All the rest were like, oh, I'm male!
Male? Oh, yeah, because they're all girls, huh?
Yeah!
Got it!
Makes me wonder how they reproduce. I guess that would mean that...
I guess that one guy that's born, like, reproduces right before he dies or something. No, wait, because... Wait. Well, he must live for at least 100 years then.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, because.
But then what about all the girls? Where do they come from? Oh, wait. But then it's all... Okay, you know what? We're getting off this topic because this is a bad topic.
What should we talk about now?
You wanted to know about Ganondorf?
Oh yeah, that's right, I did.
So Ganondorf is that one guy, and he's like, oh my gosh, I'm gonna rule the world. So he tries to rule the world.
Okay. Is Zelda a person?
Yes.
Oh, who is Zelda?
Zelda is the princess of Hyrule.
Oh. For a long time, I thought Link was Zelda.
Yeah, most people think Link is Zelda.
Yeah. Okay.
Zelda's a pretty cool guy. He kills monsters and doesn't afraid of anything. Okay, anything else you want to know about...
Zelda?
Oh, yes, Zelda. Princess Zelda is the name given to the Princess of Hyrule, which means that there's like 5 million Zeldas.
The Princess of who?
Of Hyrule.
Oh,
the country.
Hyrule?
Hyrule.
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 Hey, Rue, what's up? Anyway.
Yeah, and you know all those, they're not elves. They're Hylians. They're humans that have pointy ears.
Oh.
They're close. They're a race closer to the goddesses than humans.
Goddesses?
Yes, there's 3 goddesses.
Oh, that's cool.
Yes, there is Din, the goddess of power, and then I forgot which one is the goddess of wisdom and which one's courage. I think Nehru is wisdom and Faror is courage, but I might be wrong on that. But yes, they're the 3 goddesses.
Cool.
And they created Hyrule and the Triforce.
What's the Triforce?
Triforce is the source of power. Well, sort of. I guess it's just kind of like life.
Oh, that's cool.
It's like, so there's 3 of them. 3 Triforces. Yeah. So there's the Triforce of Power, which Ganondorf gets, and the Triforce of Courage, which Link gets, and then the Triforce of Wisdom that Zelda gets.
But is it like a thing?
Yes, it is a thing.
Oh.
It's like a, and then it like absorbs into their hand and they have it forever.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Chuh. Okay.
So, I guess, yeah, that's it.
Okay.
Bye.
This was lovely. Thank you all.
Thanks, guys. You know what I noticed, though, Rish?
What's that?
We get a lot of comments about people saying that they really like how listening to Z-Talk makes them feel like, you know, other people like to talk about Zelda because most of their friends at school don't like to talk about Zelda. So I thought this was kind of interesting because if you really think about this, in this situation, Lauren's the one that doesn't... fit.
She's the odd one out.
There you go.
Well, it's about time that the people that don't talk about Zelda are the odd ones out.
There you go. High fives. But Lauren, we do want to thank you for being on Z-Talk. We appreciate the submission and appreciate the awkwardness. Welcome back, everyone, to the Keaton Quiz. We have a whole nother quiz set up for you today. And, of course, we have our returning champion, Cinnamon.
Hi, everyone.
And her opponent this time is Master Kokiri 9.
Hey, everybody.
Just to clarify the rules for anyone who hasn't listened to the Keaton Quiz before, you will be asked a question from one of 2 categories, The Legend of Zelda or Zelda Dungeon. You must buzz in to answer the question. We will call whoever buzzed in first to answer. You have 15 seconds to answer. If you hesitate too long or answer incorrectly, you will hear this sound. And your opponent will get a chance to steal. If neither of you buzz in within 15 seconds, the question will be discarded. If you buzz in before the question has been read in its entirety, you will not be read the remainder of the question. In the event of a steal, the question will be reread. Correct answers will be indicated by this sound, and you will be awarded a point. There are 10 questions, you need 6 to win. The winner will move on to the next round of the Keaton Quiz and will be challenged by a different opponent. Okay, so now we would like you both to demonstrate your buzz-in sounds. So, Cinnamon.
This is like deja vu.
Has a little bell. And Master Kokiri. Is that a clap?
It sounds like he's going to be clapping.
Yes.
Okay,
yes,
hey.
It's a clap.
Whatever works.
Yay!
Fast and effective. All right.
Mm-hmm.
So are you both ready to start?
Yes, I am.
Absolutely.
All right. Do you have anything to say to each other before you start?
Yeah, Finn. Get ready to lose your undefeated title, because I'm gonna be taking it.
Those are some pretty heavy words.
Them be fighting words.
I would love to respond.
Well, I am a fighter.
First thing I'm laughing, I know.
All right, then we're going to...
I specialize in swords and heavy armor.
There you go.
I specialize in laughter.
All right, then we're going to get started. Are you both ready?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
All right, question number one. Category, The Legend of Zelda. In Majora's Mask, where do you find the All-Night Mask, and on what night do you find it? Master Kokiri.
Let me think for a minute.
You only have 15 seconds.
Night three in the curiosity shop.
That is correct. Yeah, and you only just made your time quota. All right, question number two, category, The Legend of Zelda. In Twilight Princess, what item drains your rupees in exchange for being invincible? Cinnamon.
That gaudy magic armor.
That is correct.
And we're tied up right off the bat.
1-1. Question number three. Category, Zelda Dungeon. What date was Zelda Dungeon originally launched on? Cinnamon?
August 19. Monsters can kill me if I get this wrong.
That's incorrect.
Dang it, Monsters gonna kill me now.
The entire question gets to be reread. Master Kokiri, what date was Zelda Dungeon originally launched on? Specifically, we would like the day, month, and year.
August.
Running out of time.
On 2002.
That's incorrect, and you're out of time.
Dang it.
It was 2001.
Of course, all right. I was off by just 1 year.
Question lost. Question number four. Category, The Legend of Zelda. Which games do not have the Stalfos as a form of enemy? Master Kokiri.
The Legend of Zelda... Adventure of Link. And...
That is actually incorrect.
Really?
So Cinnamon gets a chance to steal.
That's right. The original has Stalfos.
Cinnamon, which games do not have the Stalfos as a form of enemy?
I haven't the slightest clue.
All right. Two questions lost. Question number five. Category, The Legend of Zelda. How many games have a shovel? Master Kokiri.
Five.
That is also incorrect. Cinnamon, how many games have a shovel?
I'm gonna say four.
That is correct.
Awesome.
And Cinnamon, we're going to give you a chance at a bonus point. Can you name those four games?
You only need
two.
We need all four for the bonus point.
Try four. You have 5 seconds.
I remember Phantom Hourglass. Oh my gosh, the name slipped my head.
You're out of time, but you did get the point for the initial question.
I cannot believe I actually forgot the name of the game. Like, I know the game, and the name just totally
just not there.
Out.
That's all right. Wow. Question number six. category, The Legend of Zelda. What are the names of the four light spirits in Twilight Princess? Oh, that was close.
I think that was Master, though.
I do, too. Master Kokiri?
Ordon, Faron, Eldin, and Lanayru.
That's incorrect. Cinnamon?
Cinnamon, you got anything for us?
Question lost. Question number 7. Category, Zelda Dungeon. What is the special function in the forums that you can unlock by making good posts and gaining rep, which allows chatting with other forum members to be much easier? Master Kokiri.
The shout box.
That is correct.
No hesitation on that one.
None at all. So now we have a tie game. Master Kokiri 2 and Cinnamon 2. Question number 8. Category, The Legend of Zelda. What makes a gossip stone take off like a rocket? Cinnamon.
Oh, crap. I'm good. Megaton Hammer? I remember the wrong one.
Master Kokiri, what makes a gossip stone bombs?
That is correct. Oh, and Master Kokiri takes the lead.
3-2. Question number 9. Category, Zelda Dungeon. What is Zelda Dungeon's current copyright date? Master Kokiri.
2009.
That's incorrect. Cinnamon, what is ZD's current copyright date?
We have a copyright date?
Do you want to take a stab at it?
I'm just going to throw out 2010 because I actually did not know we had one.
That's actually correct.
Awesome.
Uh-oh, SpaghettiO.
We have a tie game. Master Kokiri 3, Cinnamon 3, and one more question left. Alright, so someone's going to take the lead here. Last question.
Either that or we both get it wrong and we tie.
Then we go for a tiebreaker. So question number 10. Category, The Legend of Zelda. In Ocarina of Time, who is the Kuko lady's father? Master Kokiri.
I'm gonna go out on a limb here and say Talon.
That is incorrect. Cinnamon, in Ocarina of Time, who is the Kuko lady's father?
I want to say the carpenter. Like the head carpenter.
That is correct.
Had a bit of a sound malfunction.
Cinnamon 4, Master Kokiri 3.
So Cinnamon comes out on top once again.
Pulling out of my seat.
Congrats, Zin. Hurt Sin. Sorry.
People seem to have trouble with that.
How many times have I told people not to say it's in? Oh my gosh.
Well, thank you very much, both of you, for being on the Keaton quiz. And congrats, Sin. And thank you for being here, Master Kokiri.
Okay.
Good game.
Good game, Sin.
Virtual handshake.
Handshake.
Alright guys, so thanks to everybody for listening to the Keaton quiz this time.
So does anybody want to try to take out Cinnamon?
Yeah guys, you know what? Cinnamon's still the reigning champ, and I think it's giving her a bit of an ego, so we gotta take her out a little bit here.
Oh, Cinnamon doesn't have an ego, she's such a nice girl.
I'm totally kidding, but you know what? I think it's time for somebody else to come in and take the throne from her.
I think so too. If you guys think your facts are... Up to date enough to take on Cinnamon and take her title, then send us an email. The email is below, but I hope you all know it. dinandrish at gmail.com. You can also send your mailbag questions to that email.
And your podcast submissions as well. You can email us and we can get a hold of you in order to receive those.
Well, sounds great. And we will see you all next time on Z-Talk. This is Din.
And this is Rish.
And this was Z-Talk, the Zelda Dungeon Podcast.
Thanks for listening.